Hello world, welcome to the Voice of Palmer broadcast. I'm your host, Gary Adkins. Thank you for tuning in for the word of the day. I want to read to you from Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. And it declares, with flattery he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant, but the people who know their God will firmly resist him. Now, do you know God? Or do you simply know things about God? When was the last time you studied the Bible and sought to know God through his word? When was the last time you prayed and sought God with all your heart? When I talk about praying, some people immediately think of a list of needs they want God to answer. I'm not talking about the prayer of petition right now. I'm asking you, when was the last time you got down on your knees and prayed to simply know God and his absolute power? Some of the problems you face right now would not be problems if you knew him a little better. You know, a man asked me a long time ago, he said, what is faith? And I could have quoted Hebrews 11:1 to him, the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, but I looked at him intently, and I was quiet, and he said this to me, and it revolutionized my life. He said, faith is simply knowing God. My friend, it's not the quantity of faith that you have, it's the quality. How much do you exhibit your faith? How much do you show your faith? And I ask you once again, do you really know God? Do you really know Jesus Christ? And can you stand firm upon his word? Do you have enough of his word on the inside of you to stand sure of what thus saith the Lord? Let's get his word in us today, and let's stand upon the faithfulness of God, that we may know him in the power of his resurrection, and also in the fellowship of his suffering. Being made conformable unto his death. Let us die today. Let us commend our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And we do it today by faith. Faith is simply knowing God. And I ask you once again, do you know God? This is the Voice of Power. And remember, the just shall live by faith.